We're continuing the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvas Mila b'shmini. Based on the introduction that Rav Nosson Zal gave us, we were speaking about the fact about why Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of the seven nations before it got turned over to the Jews. Why the Torah wasn't given at the time of creation. It wasn't given till almost 2,500 years later. And Rav Nosson Zal explained those items based on the Likutei Moran, Tanina, chapter 78. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us into the topic of Bris Mila and connect it to those things. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvas Mila b'shmini. Based on what we learned about those things, we'll be able to understand why the Bris Mila is done on the eighth day. Ki gam bishvil ze tzrichen laver al hatinoik shiva yemei orlo, v'achar kach bashmini malanoi soy. Because for this same reason, for the same reasons that we describe regarding Eretz Yisrael and the Torah, those same reasons are going to explain why the child, this baby boy that was born, has to have 7 days with the orla, with that tumah on them, and only afterwards, on the eighth day, can it be removed. Ki zeu b'chinas ma'asher Eretz Yisrael hoyso tchilo b'yad Kanan, v'achar kach nitno l'Yisrael. It's tied into the same concept as to why Eretz Yisrael was first in the hands of the nations of Canaan, and only afterwards turned over to the Jewish people. U'ma'asher hoyo miskayim b'tchila esrum v'shisha doiro is b'loya toiro, v'yachar kach nitna toira. And the fact that the world was able to exist for 26 generations without the Torah being given officially, and only after that was the Torah given. Ki behechrich shetaktim haklipo lepri, because the husk, the klipa, the shell, must precede the fruit. When a person wants to get to a fruit, they have to first address the clip on it and remove that. Ube'emes, and the truth is, gam ba'es shlitas ha-klipo ha-koidemes lepri, even during the time that the klipa that precedes the fruit is in charge, is in the spotlight, even when we're involved with the klipa, Dahainu bimei orla, meaning, for example, during those 7 days that the baby is orla, or be'es sheretz Yisrael biad Kanan, during the time that the land of Eretz Yisrael was being controlled and inhabited by the seven nations of Canaan, ubi esrim v'shisha doira shaloi nitna Torah, and throughout those 26 generations from the beginning of time before the Torah was given, Gam oz mekablin chius rak me'ashem izborach. During those time periods also, they are only receiving their spiritual sustenance and their life from Hashem. Shemechaya es kulam bechazdei agodol, who is sustaining all of them with his great kindness, shehu bechinas ha-toiro ha-ne'elemes, which in these cases is coming from that hidden Torah, Vaideze Iker Kium Hoilam, and that's what allows the world to exist. Kiayideze, because based on this fact that Hashem has two faucets, he has the faucet that he uses after the Torah was given, after the Jews took over Eretz Yisrael, after the child had the Bris Mila. That's one faucet that Hashem uses to provide the Jewish people, to provide Eretz Yisrael, to provide the child. But there's a different faucet that Hashem uses, which is called that Torah Ne'elemes, that hidden Torah, that Chesed Chinam. That's the faucet that Hashem uses to sustain the world during those 26 generations before the Torah was given, during the 7 days that the baby is still a goy, sort of. He's an orel. He has not had his bris mila yet. Because Hashem has put this all in place and he's established things in this manner, this makes it possible that afilu kishodom choite upoigem bebris koidish, that even when a Jew, rachmona litzlan lo aleinu, commits a sin regarding the bris koidish, וכשפויגם חס ושלום בבריס קוידש, אזי נמשך חס ושלום האורלה דחפי על בריס. And when we know that when a Jew does something wrong related to the bris kodesh, then that person is drawing upon themselves this orla, this tuma that covers the bris. V'hoyaroi shechas v'sholom yachzer ho'ilam l'toyu v'avoyu. And therefore, it would sort of be appropriate that the world should cease to exist, that Hashem should wipe out the world. Ki ikar kiyum ho'ilam hu al yedei tikkun habris. Because the main thing that helps the world to exist is tikkun habris. Kemo shekosuv, like the pasuk says, im loy brisi yoimam v'loila chukoy shamayim v'oretz loy samti. If not for my covenant day and night, if not for the bris, Hashem says, then the rules of heaven and earth don't exist. Will dismantle heaven and earth, chas v'shalom. So therefore, it would be very logical and rational and possible for Hashem to say, pegama bris, zap, no more world. Ki ikar klal v'yisoid kol ha-Torah kula hu shmiras ha-bris kodesh. Because the most important foundation and rule of the entire Judaism, the entire Yiddishkeit, the whole Torah, is Shmiras HaBris Kodesh, is purity in this area of all things related to the Bris Kodesh, the relationship between men and women. Ukemuva b'Zohar HaKodesh u'b'chol ha'sforim, as is explained in the Zohar HaKodesh and in all the Sifrei Kabbalah, Chassidus, Musar, Halacha, all of them speak about this. ובשביל זה נקראת התורה בריס. And it's for this reason that the entire Torah is called Bris. One of the nicknames of the Torah is Bris. כמו שכוסוב, as the פסוק says, ושמרתם את בריסי. Hashem says, you will uphold my Torah. And the word Bris is substituted for Torah. כי עיקר התורה היא שמירת הבריס. Because the most important thing in the Torah is purity in this area of Shmiras HaBris. V'ikar kiyum ho'ilam hi al yedei tikkun HaBris. And the main thing that ensures the existence of the world is tikkun HaBris. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'tzadik yisoid ho'ilam. That the tzadik is the foundation of the world. V'tzadik human denotar bris. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzadik refers to one who keeps the bris. That's the foundation of the world. That's what supports and upholds the world. Ve'im kein, that being the case, tekev kishodom poigem bebris, as soon as somebody, chas v'shalom, violates the bris, they do something wrong pertaining to that, hoyoroi shechas v'shalom yachzer oylom l'toyo v'avoyu. It would be appropriate for the world to go back to total darkness, for Hashem to pull the plug. אך השם יסבורך חופץ חסד. However, Hashem wants to do kindness. Hashem wants to be nice. ועל כן הקדים הקליפו לפרי. And it's for this reason that he created the world in such a way that he put the klipa there before the fruit. He put the husk there before the fruit. והקדים שבי ימי אורלה קודם המילה. And he had a child live 7 days of Orla before the child has the circumcision. Lahoyrois, to show and to teach us. Shegam bimei ha'orla, Hashem Yisborach noisein chiyus b'chazdo yagodol. That even throughout those 7 days of Orla, Hashem has the ability to provide life, sustenance, spiritual light to this child who is in a state of Orla. He has not had a bris milah. Shehu bechinas ha-Torah ha-Ne'elemes. That light is coming from the hidden Torah, the Torah before it was revealed. V'yidei zeh, and based on this, afilu kishodam choyte, this makes it possible that even later on, when this child grows up, and he's 15 years old, or 16, or 18, or 36, or 66, and he goes ahead and commits sins in the area of Pegam HaBris, ופויגים בבריס, Hashem Yisborach Mekaimoi Bechazdoi. Hashem doesn't zap him right away. Hashem continues to sustain that human, that individual, using his incredible kindness. Hashem uses his incredible kindness, that chesed chinam, to sustain that person. Bibchinas haTorah Na'alemes, that person's sustenance is now coming from the hidden Torah, ad sheyoshuv, until the person will be zoche to do tshuva. When the person does a complete, sincere tshuva, then he goes back to the other faucet. Then he goes back to channel A, where Hashem is sustaining him from the Torah. Ubazeh muvon heitev. Based on this explanation, you're going to be able to understand well one of the most difficult questions in the Zohar HaKadosh. Ma she'isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, the fact that the Zohar HaKadosh says, she'al pegam habris ein moil tshuva. The Zohar HaKadosh says that for all sins, tshuva helps, except, there's one exception. When it comes to pegam habris, tshuva does not help. Tshuva cannot repair it. Ube'emes lamitoi, whereas the real truth is, Isa bechol hasforim, it's written in all sforim, including those sforim that are 100% loyal to the Zohar HaKadosh, that respect the Zohar HaKadosh completely, they all say, she'al hakoil moil tshuva, that tshuva helps for everything, including pegam habris. So what's the story? Is this a contradiction? Rav Nosson says, no, I'll show you the answer. Af al pi, kol darkei haTorah hanigleis bevadai ein moil tshuva al pegam tipe amoyach. Rav Nosson Zal says, what the Zohar HaKadosh is telling you is that based on the Torah, the revealed Torah, based on the revealed Torah, tshuva does not help if a person is poigim in the bris. Aval yesh Torah hane'elemes. However, there is a hidden Torah, shehi b'chinas chesed chinam. That hidden Torah is tied into Hashem's treasury of free, unconditional love and gifts. Shezehu hachesed sosum v'ne'elam me'ein koil. This kindness of Hashem is completely hidden from all of man, just about. It's this chesed that was able to sustain the world even before the Torah was given, when the Torah was not on the scene at all. And it's this chesed that can sustain that child during the 7 days before he has tikkun habris, before he has his bris milah. Vaydeya chesed hanelam hazeh, and it's through this hidden chesed, moil tshuva al hakoil, that tshuva can help for everything, even pegam habris. So when the Zohar HaKadosh said that tshuva doesn't help, that statement in the Zohar HaKadosh was referring to standard tshuva that taps into the Torah, that taps into Hashem's usual light. When those other sforim tell us that we know what the Zohar HaKadosh says, but still we're telling you that tshuva does help, it means that they're revealing this secret, that there is this Torah Ne'elemes, there is this Oitzer Matnas Chinam, that there is this other address, where even a person who is poigim in pegam habris, even the worst types of pegam habris, even that can be repaired if the person is zoche to tap into that Oitzer Matnas Chinam. In the Hirotzon that we say before reciting Tehillim, many of the Tehillims have this, and most of the Tikkun HaKlolis that are printed have this Hirotzon before that, which is a special prayer where we're begging Hashem to accept our prayers, the Tehillim that we're going to read. Hashem should accept it well, and it should accomplish everything it's supposed to accomplish. One of the lines in that Hirotzon is, where we say to Hashem, Umei oitzar matnas chinom choneini, that Hashem, please extend your grace and kindness and love to me from that treasury of free gifts, from that oitzar matnas chinom. And in Breslov, the tradition is that that sentence should be said with tremendous kavona, with tremendous fire, there's a story about one of these spectacular Breslovers who lived about 100 years ago, a little more than 100 years ago. He was a student of Reb Nosson Zal, if I'm not mistaken, Reb Sender Trovitzer. There's a whole history about him, how he was actually a person who was involved in business and became a Breslover. And I think even though he was still involved in business, his Avodas Hashem was extraordinary, extraordinary. And they said, they tell over about him that one time when they arrived for Rosh Hashanah, I believe it was. So they arrived the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah, the people who had come from surrounding cities, etc. So some of them stopped by at the Tzion, at the Kever of Rabbeinu Zal, you know, just to give it a kiss, to say a short prayer, and then go unpack their things and get settled in, and then they'll come back for a real serious session. So when they got there the first time, they heard this Reb Sender Trovitzer screaming, like, not screaming from his heart, Umei oitzar matnas chinam choneini, begging Hashem, Hashem, please, please, bestow upon me, shine down upon me the grace from this treasury of free wills, of free gifts. And he was going over it again and again, not, you know, screaming from the depths of his heart. When they came back an hour or two later, after unpacking, settling and everything, they came back and they found he was up to the same line. He was still going strong on Omei Oitzar Matnas Chinam Choneini. He couldn't tear himself away from going over those words again and again, showing how much he realized, how much all of us are dependent on, based on how full of holes we are, and based on how many sins we've committed, and based on how our mitzvahs are so full of holes and junk and all kinds of stuff, our only hope is if Hashem is going to turn on that oitzar matnas chinam, if he's going to be willing to reach into there, you know, and draw from there the kindness that's needed to bail us out. We're going to have soon where Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how the true tzaddikim are the ones who have the greatest ability to tap into that oitzar matnas chinam.